Unit 2. Firefighting resources. The most common firefighting resources are portable fire extinguishers, interior wet standpipes. Other resources include confinement and creative resources. Fire extinguishers. Portable fire extinguishers are invaluable for putting out small fires. A well-prepared home or workplace will have at least two portable fire extinguishers of the appropriate type for the location. Keep in mind that the type of fuel that is burning will determine which resources to select to fight a fire. Because portable fire extinguishers are most common, this section will focus on them. Types of fire extinguishers. There are four types of extinguishers. 1. Water. 2. Dry chemical. 3. Carbon dioxide. 4. Specialized fire extinguishers. Fire types, extinguishing agents and methods. See table. Fire type, ordinary solid materials. Extinguishing agent and method. Water, removes heat. Foam, removes air and heat. Dry chemical, breaks chain reaction. Fire type, flammable liquids. Extinguishing agent and method. Foam, removes air. CO2, removes air. Foam, dry chemical, breaks chain reaction. Fire type, electrical equipment. Extinguishing agent and method. CO2, removes air. Dry chemical, breaks chain reaction. Fire type, combustible metals. Extinguishing agent and method. Special agents, usually removes air. Fire type, kitchen oils. Extinguishing agent and method. Chemical, usually removes air. Extinguisher rating and labeling. Portable fire extinguishers must be rated and approved by the State Fire Marshal and Underwriters Laboratories, an organization that sets safety standards for manufactured goods. They are rated according to their effectiveness on the different classes of fire. Their strength and capability must also be labeled by the manufacturer. The label contains vital information about the types of fire for which the extinguisher is appropriate. Extinguishers that are appropriate for Class A fires have a rating from 1A to 40A, with a higher number indicating a higher volume of extinguishing agent. Extinguishers that are appropriate for Class B fires have a rating from 1B to 640B. No number accompanies an extinguisher rated Class C, D, or K. The C on the label indicates only that the extinguisher is safe to use on electrical fires. Extinguishers for Class D fires must match the type of metal that is burning and are labeled with a list detailing the metals that match the unit's extinguishing agent. These extinguishers also do not use numerical ratings. Extinguishers for Class K fires are designed to supplement fire suppression systems in commercial kitchens. They spray an alkaline mixture that, when combined with the fatty acid of the burning cooking oil or fat, creates soapy foam to hold in the vapors and extinguish the fire. Manufacturer's label illustration. See image. Sample manufacturer's label for a fire extinguisher, showing the underwriter's laboratory symbol at the top, the type and classification of fire extinguisher, testing procedures used, and serial number. At the bottom of the label is marine information, including the U.S. Coast Guard approval number. Water extinguishers. Common characteristics of water extinguishers include capacity. Standard size is 2.5 gallons. Range. Standard range is 30 to 40 feet. Pressure. Standard pressure is 110 psi pounds per square inch. Use extreme caution when using a water extinguisher to ensure that the water, which is under pressure, does not scatter lightweight materials and spread the fire. Chemical extinguishers. Dry chemical extinguishers are the most common. Dry chemical extinguishers have a sodium bicarbonate base and are effective on Class B and C fires. Multipurpose dry chemical extinguishers have a monoammonium phosphate base and are effective for Class A, B, and C fires. Common characteristics of dry chemical extinguishers include capacity, approximately 10 to 20 seconds discharge time. Range, standard range is 8 to 12 feet. Pressure, standard pressure is 175 to 250 psi. While still in use, carbon dioxide and other specialized extinguishers are becoming less common. Deciding to use a fire extinguisher. There is a series of four initial questions to ask before attempting to fight a fire with a fire extinguisher. 1. Are there two ways to exit the area quickly and safely if I attempt to extinguish the fire? The first priority for you and your buddy is safety. 2. Do I have the right type of extinguisher for the type of fire? 3. Is the extinguisher large enough for the fire? 4. Is the area free from other dangers, such as hazardous materials and falling debris? If you answer no to any of these questions, or if you have been unable to put out the fire in 5 seconds using the extinguisher, you should leave the building immediately. Shut all doors as you leave to slow the spread of the fire. If you answer yes to all of these questions, you may attempt to extinguish the fire. Even if you answer yes to all of the questions but feel unable to extinguish the fire, you should leave immediately. You should always remember the 5-second rule. If the fire is extinguished in 5 seconds and the area is safe, you should stay and overhaul the fire. Overhauling is the process of searching a fire scene for hidden fire or sparks in an effort to prevent the fire from rekindling. Remember, cool, soak, and separate. Deciding to use a fire extinguisher. See diagram. If answering no to the following, leave immediately. If answering yes to the following, continue to next question. 1. Can I escape quickly and safely from the area if I attempt to extinguish the fire and do not succeed? Yes. 2. Do I have the right type of extinguisher? Yes. 3. Is the extinguisher large enough for the fire? Yes. 4. Is the area free from other dangers such as hazardous materials and falling debris? Yes. 5. Start to extinguish the fire. 6. Is the fire extinguished in 5 seconds? Yes. 7. Stay and overhaul the fire if the area is safe. Components of a portable fire extinguisher. See illustration. Hose. Carrying handle and trigger. Pressure gauge. Cylinder. PASS. The acronym for operating a fire extinguisher is PASS. P. Pull. Test the extinguisher after pulling the pin. / A. Aim. S. Squeeze. S. Sweep. To ensure that the extinguisher is working properly, test it before approaching any fire. Be sure to aim at the base of the fire. Any fire extinguishers that have been completely depleted should be laid down and stored on their side, so no attempt will be made to use them until they are recharged. Interior wet stand pipes. Interior wet stand pipes are usually in commercial and apartment buildings and consist of 100 feet of 1.5-inch jacketed hose with an adjustable spray nozzle. They deliver up to 125 gallons of water per minute. You will always need to work in two-person teams when using an interior wet stand pipe. Team Member 1. Removes the hose from the cabinet and makes sure that hose is free of kinks and bends in the line. When ready, gives the go-ahead to Team Member 2 to open the water valve. Team Member 2. After Team Member 1 gives the go-ahead, opens the water valve. Team Member 2 will then back up Team Member 1 at the nozzle. Due to the dryness of the hose fabric, water may seep through the hose fabric until the hose is saturated. This may last for approximately 1 minute. Confinement. In interior spaces, it is possible to confine a fire and restrict the spread of smoke and heat by closing doors, interior and exterior.